Exercise 5 through 7. Amos Oz, the Israeli novelist and essayist, describes an incident that happened when he was 8 years old. His father, Yehuda Klausner, Oz's family name was Klausner, had published his first book, a literary study entitled The Novella in Hebrew Literature. Excited at the book's publication, Oz's father would go each day to the local bookstore to see if any of the 3 copies on display had been sold. For many days, no copies sold, and his father's sorrow filled the apartment like a smell. On the same block on which his family lived, Oz's father had a dear friend, Israel Zarkey, a novelist whose books sold quite well. Oz remembers how his father complained to Zarkey that while many readers snapped up the sort of popular novels Zarkey wrote, scholarly books, such as he produced, were ignored. But then, one day, Oz's father came home in a wonderful mood. "They're sold. They've all been sold." Even better, the bookstore had already ordered more copies. The following night, Oz's parents went out to celebrate and left Amos at the Zarkey house. Oz spent the evening in Zarkey's study, where he suddenly noticed on the little coffee table by the sofa 4 copies of his father's book. Oz knew that 1 copy had been given by his father to Zarkey. He quickly guessed who had purchased the other 3. "I felt a rush of gratitude inside me that almost brought tears to my eyes," Zarkey, realizing that Oz had seen the books, picked up the 3 copies and hid them in a drawer. He did not want anyone else to realize what he had done. More than 50 years later, writing his autobiography, A Tale of Love and Darkness, Oz still could not get over the depth of Zarkey's kindness. "I count 2 or 3 writers among my best friends, friends who have been close to me and dear to me for decades. Yet I am not certain that I could do for one of them what Israel Zarkey did for my father. Who can say if such a generous act would have even occurred to me? After all, he, like everyone else in those days, lived a hand-to-mouth existence, and the 3 copies of the novella in Hebrew literature must have cost him at least the price of some much-needed clothes."